Good morning, Rabboisai! Lili Nishma Simi Mirosi, Ruspas Mordechai. Today's shiur, sponsored by Paris HaChodesh, Shmuley Hecht. In honor of those, Latnik F200, Akiva Solkowitz, F94, Sholm Rand, F202, Shmuel Davidowitz, B202, and the official 8-Minute Daf Yomi Committee. Sholm Rand this morning sent me a very cute meme. What is it called? A guy trying to catch up. You got to see this. Maybe we'll show it one day. If we had this thing working, guy's trying to catch up on his daf yomi that he missed on Yontif. And as he's getting dressed, he's in the shower, and as he's mowing the lawn, but then as he's mowing the lawn, his gemara flies forward, and the lawnmower eats up his gemara. That's the end. That's pretty cool. Yossi Statman, Lili Nishmas, my father, Avi Mori, Tzvi ben Naftali Meir on his 16th yard side, 26th of Tishrei. I think that was yesterday. We missed it a little bit. He survived Stalin's work camps and was zeichet to leave a legacy of Torah observant Jews. Come to Rabbi Aliyah, Daniel Averbuch, who spoke at home, Florida, memory of the 30th yard side of Lana Deitche Goldberg, Leo Bas Moshe Leo, sister of my wife, Ellen Averbuch, and brother-in-law, Dr. Norman Deitche. She's remembered for being an outstanding, that's the first time that happened in 3 years. Outstanding educator, author, and a woman of valor who was always devoted to the family she dearly loved. Mayor Neshama, have an aliyah. You should say that again because there's a. You'll say it again. Mayor Gwertzman, happy birthday, Shlomo. Love Tati and Mami. Andrew Fuchs, Lili Nishmas, my grandmother, Regina Shalomon. Reisel Bas Yitzchok Levi on her yard side. May she be Melissa Yoisha for all of us in Klai Yisrael. Right now, Rabbi Yisai. Live in New York, the Olam in New York is in a shul by Rabbi Nochum Rabinowitz. Where is it? What is it called? Manistritz. There you go, Manistritz. So Yishkoyach Eli Berman, Yochanan Itzkowitz, and Shlomi Klein Akiva Ziegler for putting it together. How many guys do they have there? Four? Oh, here they are, live. Rabbi said, there they are. Beautiful. Shalom Aleichem. All right. Few emails. You don't need to share this with the group. Okay, so I'll read it. This is from Jeff Rosenberg, who put up his first sukkah. And he says, it was very difficult for him to take down the decorations and lights. Then something changed. As he started to roll the schach to see the sky, I thought of what it must have felt like taking down the sukkah for the last time in a strange land, knowing the next time I was going up was in Eretz Yisrael. I started participating in MDY to fill my head with Torah, and instead, it filled my heart. I once heard someone say on someone's Torah, when you take the last letter of the Torah and put it together with the first letter, you get the word lev. It sounded contrived at the time, but today for me, it was real. I told myself I was going to take a break after Beitza, but now I'm going to stay on this journey for longer than originally planned. All the best to you and your family. Thanks again, Jeffrey Rosenberg. Shkoya. Just want to read some of the new guys, some of the old guys that brought in new guys. So once again, if you bring in a new chaver, somebody new, you get a beautiful limited edition gemara. And don't forget the raffle. Full art school shas and an MDY tour. Chance at an MDY tour. You get to have dinner with? New? What's your name?
My name, we got a problem.
Nachman Seltzer, the one and only Nachman Seltzer. And the one and only Avi Mandelbaum. He is the one and only. I know he said that he's not the one and only. Meir Simcha, get over here. Meir Simcha. Call him Meir Simcha. Get over here. Bona. And you sit next to me, right over here. You know what this is? This is my nephew. This is Avigdor Katzberg's son. Say Shalom Aleichem to everybody. It's first day in the daf. Get down. I get a free gemara, boys.
You have to ask him who brought it in.
Who brought you in? Who? Foreman? A guy from the Mechina? You know him from the Mechina? He goes to Mechina. No, you know I'm from other places. Okay, so you get some free gemara. Ugh, I was this close. It's not working. All right, so anyways, where was I? So you have, oh, You get to be, you know about this. You don't know about this, but I said that you get to spend a full day with Noam Fix at the seminary. Run a seminary for a day.
That'll encourage them.
Anyway, Mayor Kovacs, who was part of the shiur, brought somebody in. Arnon Braun, Harry Mayer, Ephraim Gwertzman, I wonder if this is the same people that just had a birthday. Daniel Dex, Yitzi Jablon, David Kantner, Yitzchok Friedman, Fischel Gross, and Fischel Gross. He gets two Gemaras, Fischel. He's giving all the Gemaras. He gets two. Yitzi Jablon. Again, Yitzi Jablon. See, some guys are doing double. Look at this over here. Mati Itzak, three times. Three guys. Andrew Klempner, Natan Erez, Eli Shilian, Ephraim Jaffe, Eli Shilian. These are the same. But Rabbi says it's a small group of people that are bringing people in. Everybody here should bring people in to learn Torah. Avi Berg, he's the one that put up, he's the one that gave me that giant piece of meat and he smoked it up. He's giving out a free piece of meat to anybody that joins. So look how many guys you got. Avi Berg. Yosef Goldbard, DJ Alter, Jeffrey Delch, I can't even pronounce the name. Mati Izak. Okay. By the way, Raboisa, Yoni Spar, we have to thank him. Tremendous chesed. Avi Kamiansky is in Minneapolis, and Yoni Spar took him in, not realizing that if you take somebody in from the 8-minute daf, from the MDY Chevra, he's going to convince you to do the daf. So he joined the shir. So all right. And I do want to thank Joel Mizrahi, for donating 25 Gemaras. Who else do we have here? Mori Varoba and Aryalev Kozowski. Shkoyach to all those who don't. We need a lot of money. There's a lot of money missing, about a good 30 grand. So, here we go. One last one here. He says, it's 1 a.m. in America now, and I just finished. This is by Mo Landy. Just finished standing by the Ribbon Serebus Kever for 13 hours. Kemat, straight, for crowd control with Chaverim of Rockland. I am wiped. 13 hours, he's wiped, and can barely stand, but I cannot go to sleep without doing the daf. It's times like these where I really appreciate how much your shir has impacted my life. P.S. I would love to hear more stories with you, a Litvak, and the Ribnitzer Rebbe. Thank you again for everything, Mo Landy. I don't have many stories about the Ribnitzer Rebbe. I was a very young kid. I mean, two things. I said this before. So I used to sit on his lap and he was doing Tehillim. And he's a little bit overprotective of me. And he said, he told somebody, Ich bin geyidisht. So I asked my father, what does that mean? He says, L'chayre means that he's my moil. But he wasn't my moil. But that could explain the other pshat. He said, this kid's going to be Gal Adar. So maybe he confused me with another kid. I don't know. But those are basically the only thing I remember. Okay. I remember him going out to the mikvah, coming back, going out. Okay. You need a Gemara? We are doing today Daf Lamed Gimel, and we're holding on the last line of Lamed Beis and Beis. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Midurto. Oh. Do we have time? I'll just show him. We'll say this tomorrow. Chanana have her back. Okay. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's email. Hi, Midurto. So Rashi explains it, not so much like this picture. This is literally not what Rashi says, but for illustrative purposes only. A person builds a bonfire, four walls, and there's some sort of top also. And that creates an oil. And Rashi says that they used to do it for very important people. Maybe that's why today they do it for Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's like it's an honor, a big bonfire for somebody. Chashav, milamalo lematashar. So the Gemara gives a number of examples that because it's yontif and you don't want to look like you're making an oil, you start in the reverse. You take the plank of wood, instead of building it from ground up, you start from the top down. Interesting. You hold the top piece of wood and then somebody puts the bottom pieces underneath. And you go by there like this, you get away from doing oil. Milamalo lemata shor. If you go from top to bottom, it's okay. Milamata lemala asur. But from bottom to up is a problem. And we're going to see. This Rav Yehuda, just pay attention to this for a second. This is Rav Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. And we don't paskin like this. Because Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of who? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, and Omar Rav. So he's a Talmud of Rav. And we don't paskin like Rav when it comes to, we'll see soon, in Shabbos. So therefore, this is not going to last, but let's just remember this for the future Rashi. Now Rashi, Tosis also points out that when you make an oil, it has to have like walls on the side. You can't just have like some a floating thing on top, some sort of piece of wood on the top and say that's an oil without walls. You have to have the walls. Okay. An egg. So Rashi says a large egg. Why a large egg? Because the Chayyim Rashi is saying that we're concerned about an oil. So it needs to be a large egg that's like a tefach that creates an oil. So how would you do it? You put the egg on some sort of device, a tripod, some sort of grill. So instead of putting the grill down and then putting the egg, you take the egg, you put the bottom, and then you put it on the fire. The kids, you go backwards. The chayin, kedera. This we had yesterday. Something like this is also an oil. You put two barrels on the side. You put a pot on top. So you got to do it backwards. You put the pot, and then you put the two barrels underneath it. V'chein puria, a bed. So Shalom, you remember this thing? Like in the army. So instead of putting a cot, instead of putting the feet, the legs first, and then the top, you put the top. You have people hold it, and then you insert the feet, and like that, it's motor, you're not concerned about the oil. V'chein, chavisa, and it's the same thing, very interesting. You're piling up barrels, take the top one, and then put the other ones underneath it. V'chein, soim chem sakder bevikas, v'chein bedelas. Who is that? Mendy, on the safari? Mendy Auerbach, we miss you. When are you coming back? Wow. Okay. So, the Mishnah says two cases. You have a pot, and the pot is leaning a little bit. Your floor is a little, it's not so straight. So you put a little piece of wood to straighten it out. And the Mishnah says, v'chein bideles. Now, because there's a base, bideles would seem to mean that I'm using the door, bideles, the pot is going to be supported by the door. As the Gemara bideles sokadaitach explains Rashi, the door is going to break. Why would I use a door, an expensive door, underneath a pot? Elo ema v'chein hadeles. Take out the base. It's not bi, it's ha. In other words, in a case of a door that you're putting a piece of wood to make sure that the door is straight or whatever it is, doesn't open, you're not allowed to do that on yontif. That's misakim mana. Torah rabbana. Ein tzim chizak deri bevikas. V'chein hadeles. Lefi shaloi nitnu eitzim ela soka. Oh, so now, also a line that we need to read, to remember. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that wood is there for one reason only. Wood is there for hasaka, to burn, to use for a fire. Anything else is mukta. Rabbi Shimon, matter, once again, Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to mukta, he's more makel, and he says that even though the wood is designed, it's there, why do people have style? Scraps of wood. Scraps of wood are for the fireplace. That's it. Not to put under the door, not to put under a pot. And if you do so, you're touching mukta, using mukta, and that's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. So let's remember this Rabbi Yehuda also. Five lines from the top. L'fishuli nitnu eitzim el asaka. Wood is only for one purpose only. Anything else would be mukta. Ve'ein manhigin sabahimo b'makob yontov. You're in Nechemi yesterday? No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's a little bit. I think it's a little bit more than that. Over here, it's worse. This is, what do you do with wood? Typically speaking, this. Okay. I don't know. I don't think he's that, because we said yesterday specifically the Rebbe Yehuda argues on Rebbe Nechemi when we had the three steerers and the brises. And we said one bride goes like Rabbi Yehuda, one goes like Rabbi Nechemiah. So they obviously are not, they don't hold like each other. I think Rabbi Nechemiah is more machmer. Because when it comes to wood specifically, it's only, in those days, people used, what? Right. I want to use it also to brush my hair. But it's not something that I do with it. It's a weird thing to do. So 99% of the time, I use it for wood. In those days. Think about it. It's very cold. They needed wood. They didn't. Okay. Anyway, the The Mishnah says you don't take a stick and control an animal with it on Yontif. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Matar. Lema, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, what does he say over there? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, but Ka'avu Asvirle. The Leslie Mukta. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, L'chayra, holds like Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yechai. That what? There's no Mukta. That's why Rabbi Lazar says you're allowed to take the stick and control the animal. Loi. Ba'afil Rabbi Shimon Maida, it's possible Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yechai, holds that it's usur to use a stick with an animal. Why? Mishum, the Mechzik, Kemanda, Ozal, L'chinga. We're not talking about Mukta, says the Gemara. We're talking about that it looks like he's going to a dance, to a marketplace, that there's a lot of commotion. Why is he using a stick? Why is he taking that? He's going somewhere far. He's not just going from here to there. And that's a problem. On Yontif, to do something that looks like he's going to the marketplace is awesome. Chizra, let's see if I can find it. Oh, here we go. I had this in the desk since Yuma. Every day we were using this, the point. This Rabbeisai is a chizra. It's a skewer. You take this, it has a nice sharp end, put it in a piece of meat. Rav Nachman, Osar, Rav Sheshes Sharis. I'm taking a piece of wood, and I'm using this for something else. I'm using this as a spit, as a skewer. Says the Gemara, so we have a machlokes. Rav Nachman says it's Osar, Rav Sheshes says it's multitudes. Biritiva, when it's not roi, lahasaka, it's not roi for firewood because it's moist. So once again, going back to the firewood. The main point is the firewood. But if it's wet, it doesn't serve any purpose now for firewood, so it's completely awesome. The machlokes is when it's completely dry like this. If you hold that it's also, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the wood was only given for firewood and not to grill with. What's the difference? Am I using it on the top to grill the chicken this way, or I'm using it under the chicken to create a fire? It's in the same, we're trying to accomplish the same thing in the same place, and memela, it's mutter. Ikidarmi, and so, another lashon. When it's dry, there's no machlokes at all. Everybody agrees that it's serving that purpose. It's within the same. It's within the fire, within the food. Oichal nefesh mutter. Ki pligi biratifta, this machlokes when it's moist. Man dosar. Do the chazi la soka. Uman de shari. Omaloch. Ho chazi lesa gadol. Even though it's moist, he'll say, well, at the end of the day, you can throw it into a giant bonfire and the heat is so strong, it'll take the moisture out and it'll still provide us some fuel. V'hilchasa, what's the halacha, according to the Gemara? Ya bishta shari. Like the Gemara said, now that ikidamri b'yavishta kuli alma loy pligi. So when it's dry, no machlokes, everybody agrees that it's okay to use this fire as a spit. Ratifta asur. In other words, they don't hold la halacha of the svar that you can put it into a giant fire, and then Mela, it's awesome. So, we have a few minutes here. We could do Rashi, no problem. Inside, Rashi de Maskel v'Hilchasa, where the lines become wide, first time, seven lines above that. V'Hilchasa. Says Rashi, Hach Hilchasa, Alib de Manda Islay Mukta Ikva. When the Gemara says here that that's halacha, it's not really. It's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds of Mukta. But at the end of the day, we hold Rabbi Shimon Svirle. We hold like Rabbi Shimon. So it's a beautiful Rashi to know. We passing like Rabbi Shimon. Bein b'mukta. In other words, like this stick over here. This is a question of Mukta. Or a piece of wood that goes under the door, under the pot. These are questions of Mukta. We passing like Rabbi Shimon. That there's no Mukta. Bein b'davar sheinim miskaven, and the halacha of dragging a bench, a davar sheinim miskaven, which is also in our sugya, creating a ayal, the beginning of the sugya. I put two barrels and then a pot on top. I don't have intent to make an ayal, so according to Rav Shimon, it's not a problem at all. Davar sheinim miskaven. Oh, that's a psikreisha a little bit. Okay. Yeah, definitely not melechet machshevet, but it's psikreisha leinicha, huh? So what? Yeah, oil arai, right. It's oil arai, you're right. oil, right? But with goyzer oil, right? The oil, you're right. Rekulo sharu ben chizro ben tzmichas gderois va'kovas chaviois medrutik gdera. So all these cases, putting the pot on top of the barrels, va'kovas chaviois umedurta, and putting being a bonfire gdera. What? Oh, did I miss that? Oh, sorry, I missed it. Ukar Rebbe Yehuda b'machshirei oichol nefesh. And we hold, yeah, it's very important, that Rebbe Yehuda says that you're permitted to do any malacha that's in to the step before oichol nefesh, to make a knife, to shech, provided, Rabbi Yisai, provided, you couldn't do it the day before, says Rachamim. Yeah, we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda. But don't forget the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda only says his halacha that you're allowed to do machshir eichol nefesh if you couldn't do it the day before. If you could do it the day before, then you cannot do machshir eichol nefesh, the step before making food. Okay? V'kulu shoru, therefore everything is motor, because we're passing like Rabbi Shimon. Bein chizra, bein smichas gderois, lakovas chaviois, umedurto gdera. V'chol amaroim, sha'osrus eilu lamala. All these, like Rabbi Yehuda, that were saying that it's Asur, Talmid de Rav Avu. These are all Talmid de Rav. Rav Sava like Rabbi Yehuda, b'mukta. Rav passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Vanan Kaima like Rabbi Shimon, says Rashi. At the end of the day, when the Gemara says, v'hilchasa, this is the halacha, that's not true. That's not how the Shulchan Aruch passes. Although I do see here at Tzion, v'hilchasa. Okay, we have to see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Rashi says we don't pass it like that. I didn't look in there. But it seems like usually when there's a thing. Okay, fine. Dorash Rava. Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda that what? Going back five lines from the top, that Eitzim are only given for Hasaka. Eitzim are there for Hasaka, for firewood. So says Rava, Isha loitikonis lidira Eitzim lito mem ud. She shouldn't go into your firewood storage in order to get one of these pokers. She needs a stick to poke the coals, to do something. Ud. This is a ud. V'ud shenishbar. And if this broke, also la'asika b'yantif. Why? Now it just developed into firewood on yantif. It's noilat. What if it's whole? Then you could use it for firewood. Lefishim asikim ekelim, as the Gemara explains, you could use a whole kli like we said yesterday. They masikim shivri kelim, but broken, you wouldn't have used it before. Now that it broke, you want to use it. Shom aleichem, that's osur on yontiv. That's noilat. Says the Gemara lememra the Rava ki Rabbi Yehuda sviri lei. This name mukta. You're telling me the Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda of the halacha of mukta. He holds a mukta again. Anytime the Gemara says Isli Mukta, Lesli Mukta, doesn't mean that Rav Shimon doesn't hold a Mukta at all. It just means it's limited to certain cases. He's very makel and noilad, he's makel and other things, but there is a concept of Mukta according to Rav Shimon. Isli Mukta doesn't mean, oh, he holds a Mukta, everybody holds a Mukta, but he's Machmir Mukta. So Rav told his Gabai, Tvili Baravzo, like yesterday. Go ahead. And yesterday he said, Vizdar Mecharoicha, be careful of the coals. Over here he says, make me a nice goose. Ujdi me'eha lishunra. Give the intestines to the cat. So you see, if Rava would hold of Mukta, how could he carry the intestines? The intestines are Mukta. He can't. He has to just leave it there. It's Mukta. How do you have a heter? Anytime we discussed. You have on your table, pitzuchim, different stuff, they're mukta. So you have a heter of a graf shirei, of whatever it is. If Rav is makbina mukta, he should just drop the intestines there and keep on going. How is the shamish allowed to lift up the intestines, walk 20 feet, and feed it to the cat? Says the Gemara, Hasam, kivin the masruchi. Since if you'd leave it until after Shabbos, it would spoil. It's not the whole. The Gemara's kasha is that it's muchal adam. This is food the goose is for human consumption. And only afterwards I found intestines inside and I want to make something that's human consumption to animal consumption. We said that you can't do that. It's muktzah. No. The intestines already thought about before and wasn't human consumption. The intestines were animal consumption. So I want to show you once again the very, very famous picture. I think Shmuel Eliwat said last time that he knows who took this picture. Who took the picture? Rabbi Yehuda Silver from Nachshon. What's the backstory over here? I found that like this. Very famous picture. It's very famous. If anything. So anyway, the story is that in Kfar Hasidim, they had mice. So they brought a cat to get rid of the mice. So Rabbi Yehuda Pian said, it says, V'nasati eisiv v'sotcha l'vimtecha. This is Gemara in Brachas that we learned. V'achalta v'savata. You say in Shema, that if you own an animal, so mizanoisav alecha, you have to feed the animal, and you have to feed the animal before we eat breakfast, Rabbi Yehuda. So he went out to feed the animal because it's our animal. If it's not a cat, fine. So it's not some cat. That's the story. It's his cat. He brought the cat there. So it becomes yours. It becomes your achrayus. You have to feed the cat first. What are you laughing about?
I heard the cat's name was Mando.
Oh. Oh. That's what I was going to say. My son.
Mando.
My son. No. It's not Mando. It's something else. Because my son has a cat also. Two cats. So I said once in Shir, well, I was in Chicago, I was talking about this cat, and I see him coming towards me. Now, the first day we came back to Chicago after coming from Israel, we're coming to the house, and there's this cat. This exotic looking, we didn't know. Son didn't tell us that he brought a cat into the house, and it starts attacking us. It jumps, and it had massive nail-like claws, and it's scratching us as a whole thing. And my son, I told you this, Maisa, but if you were new to the shir, we come to the kitchen, we sit down, and this thing is jumping from countertop to countertop, just doing like no problem, bam, 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 lands on the table and looks at the food like this, no pacha, nothing. What's going on here? Anyway, so trying to go to sleep, about 1 o'clock in the morning, my 14-year-old son comes flying into our room. He's like, the cat attacked me, and he's like bleeding. And my wife is like, you're waking us up. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Go to sleep. So he goes to sleep. He goes back to his room. And he comes flying out of the room. What happened was, when he came to tell us the cat attacked him, the cat snuck into his bed. So he closes the door, closes the lights, and goes into his bed and cuddles up. And the cat goes, ah! It's like the pachad that he had. Fine. But it gets better. My son's Kala really liked a specific cat. And the oil made fun of me. I said, this is like a descendant of a certain leopard. But it's only like this big. So, yeah, leopard. But today, it's this big. This big, and it's much calmer. Doesn't attack anymore. But his Kala is the one that got him into this whole cat thing. And she wanted this other exotic cat that costs $3,000 only. It's not a problem. And they only have it in California. So in order to propose to her, he decided he's going to buy the cat. But he's not going to go to California and pick up the cat. He's going to send my son, my 19-year-old. So he sends it without money. My son gets on a plane, he gets to California, and he starts like, what do I do now? I need to take a taxi, the kids are, fine. So now we have, in the Mishpacha, Baruch Hashem, we have two exotic cats, different species, but the two. Why? L'chayra. Why am I saying this whole story? Because Rabbi Yehuda Pian taught us his side. Why was Rava feeding this cat also? Because Rava owned the cat, L'chayra. You have to say, Rava also owned the cat. And that's why Aaron Safansky owns a cat too. Two cats, very makbid. He feeds them first, come on the table, go in the pot. There's a pot on the stove. You look, all of a sudden the cat's in there. Like, it's not Mando. This is a whole different Bria. This thing doesn't behave. This thing does its own thing. Okay. Not recommended. All these things, I had nothing to do with it. I have Meshuggah and kids. Don't erase. All right.
What's the cat's name?
Don't put me on the spot. I have no idea. It's a grandchild. I don't know the name of the grandchild. Do not show this to them. Now you're going to ask me what my daughter-in-law's last name is. Okay, fine. Put me on the spot. Kapilovich. Okay, yeah. Zogdei Legi Mishnah. Sponsored. The official Mishnah sponsored by official Rufur Shlema for Brian Abbas, Yenta Dvaro. Rebbe Elazar Oymer. Hey. Oh my God. Okay. That I hope they didn't hear. Rebbe Elazar Oymer. Noitel Adam Keso Mishal Afanov Lachzis Bashinov. Yoni has a picture here. You don't have to look this way. You look over there. Say, come. Yes, Shlomo, come next to me. You got to come closer. Anyways, a person could pick up a toothpick, piece of wood, a splinter, a toothpick, to put it in it, to use it for his teeth. Umegavev min achotzer umali. So we're going to see there's two things here. The toothpick is in front of him. It's right there in his house. But a toothpick is not for firewood. Stam toothpick. It's for his teeth. So there's two halachas going on here. Umegavev min achotzer umadlik kol ma shebechotzer. Here's another picture. Umegavev, he gathers wood. Here he is gathering wood from his chotzer. Now this is for firewood. So now we're extending it. Before he said he takes this toothpick because it's in front of him. It's in his house. Over even if it's not in his house and it's in the courtyard, he's also allowed to gather wood because now it's for hasaka, it's for burning. Mamer. Gathering peace. Yeah. Umegavev, look, first of all these things, this is for Oichal Nefesh, this is for Adlaka, this is Ayantav. Shekol Mashi Bechotzer Muchanu. Anything that's in your, Azoy Halt, Rebbe Eliezer, that if it's in your chotzer still, it's already Muchan, no Ma'amer, it's there for you. The Chacham Oimrim, Megabev, they argue on two things. Megabev, when you do this gathering, it's only Mishalafanov, not in the chotzer, has to be right in front of you. Has to be, in other words, in the house. Umadlik, and they also argue on the toothpick. You cannot gather wood for a toothpick. You can only gather wood for a hadlaka, for a hasaka. Ein moitzim is so ur, loy min ha'etzim, v'loy min ha'avonim. Here, chaval, Yosef Shlomo didn't know about this. He would have showed us how they do it in the army. You have to make fire. Who? Baruch. Baruch, you can get up here. When they put these guys on an island, how do you make a fire? Hardest thing to make a fire. For an American guy to make a fire. So you're not allowed to make a Yeah. Without a lighter, without matches, you're not allowed to create fire on Yontif. You're allowed to use fire on Yontif because of Oichal Nefesh. But you're not allowed to create. Why? Because it's Moilet. So the Mishnah just describes different ways of making fire, different funny ways that we wouldn't know. Taking two pieces of wood, rubbing them against each other, creating a fire, creating a spark. V'loy me'avonim, and not with stones. That I think is more common today. V'loy me'na'afar, and digging and hitting like with a shovel against a rock or something will create a spark. V'loy me'na'rafim, oh. V'loy me'na'rafim, v'loy me'na'mayim. So, Ravim, we'll see. Mayim, if the sun goes through the water, and it's a very clear glass, as Rashi, it's like almost like a magnifying glass. It could light that we've done when we were kids, right? The magnifying of the sun, something like that, that creates a fire. That's, do they take this out over here? These, yeah, less, take that out. V'loim ha'rafim. V'melabnim esar ra'afim litzlis b'hem. And here in Eretz Yisrael, it's called rafim, the tiles on the roof. So you can't take a tile and heat it up in order to cook your fish on it. Omar Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, the Amora, Daflam Gimelam Base, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim Refus and Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.Raymondav.com and sponsored by Natan. Hello. Koshnud. Fuzchos for my children, Ayikolu ben Devorah, Yisrael Yaakov ben Devorah, they should do well in Eretz Yisrael and have a cheshi v'toyro, your shemayim and mitzvahs. Huh? Yeah, the mission was by official. So, says like this, anything that's oichol behema, Omer Rav Yehuda, achli behema, if it's soft, soft straw, I could use it for a toothpick. It's not a problem. Why? Because at the end of the day, right now I can feed it to the animal. So I'm not doing anything. So therefore, I'm allowed to break it off and fix it and make it nice and sharp for my teeth. Because right now, it's like taking a piece of potato chip and making it sharp. And you could eat it, so it's not a tikkun kli. Eis Rav Kana Rav Yehuda. So Rav Kana says, Kasha. Metaltalin atzi b'somim l'riach b'hem u'lohonev b'hem l'choyla. You're permitted to move branches that smell good in order to smell them. U'lohonev l'hem l'choyla, and to fan a sick person. U'moy l'loyu m'riach b'hoy, and you'll add a mush it with your finger in order to get the smell out. V'loy yiktemenu l'riach b'hoy. You're not permitted to break it up, like to break the stick and smell it. Bim katmoy potter av l'asur. And if you did so, you're not chayev, but it's also. Lach zis boishinov, but to use it as a toothpick, what did Rav Yehuda say? They're permitted to use it as a toothpick if it's soft and it's good for an animal. Over here it says, lach zis boishinov, lo yiktemenu. You're not allowed to. It's roi for an animal. If it's roi for an animal, it should be mutter. Not only that, v'mkot moi chayev chatos. So what's the answer? What would be the answer? What would you answer? Rachman, you learned the sugya already. Finish. I see. You knew both two things. Bam. You're out of here. No. It's hard. That's the way to say it. That's that would be the main answer. V'mkot moi, excuse me. V'mkot moi chayev chatos. So it says here, I say, Rav Yehuda says, that if it's nice and soft, an animal could eat it, I could use it as a toothpick. Over here it says, you can't use it as a toothpick. What do you do? Says Rav Yehuda, Amar Lei, a very, very interesting Lashon, that Tosis says, why this interesting Lashon? I've never seen this in Shas. He says, Hashto, Potter Avalasik Akashali. Had you asked me from a different brayso that wasn't as strong as this, it would also be a great Kasha. Just a Potter Avalasik kind of case. It's not the biggest issue in the world. You don't have to bring a carbon. You don't get malchus. But it's the lasser. It would be a bam kashami because I said it's 100% mutter. And now they bring me a braisa that says chayev chatos. It's even a bigger kasha. Usually in Shas, when you ask a kasha, somebody asks you a kasha, you say, you know what? That's not a good kasha because it's talking about hard and I'm talking about soft. End of story. What's this whole arichos? If you would have asked me like that, okay, I ain't entice this. Has a nice pshat. Hello, Kitanya, he, b'kashin. Simple answer. The reason why it's aser to use it as a toothpick is because the wood is hard. It's not roya for an animal. The whole heter to use it as a toothpick is because it's available to eat as for an animal. But if you have a potato chip that's not edible and you try to carve it out as something, that would be aser. Says the Gemara, nice try. So what are you telling me? It's hard. It doesn't really fit. Kashim b'nei melilaninu. One of the words there, one of the sentences. You can take it in your finger and go like this. Now if it's hard, you can't. This wouldn't work. This works with like adasim leaves. You go like this, you break them up, and they smell good. Says the Gemara, you're right. Chasur mechzer v'achitani. No, it's very, it's understandable. You're supposed to read it like this. There's two parts here. Moiloy Mariach Boy is, you're right, it's referring to soft. The Bryce is talking about soft and then goes to the hard schaira. Moiloy Mariach Boy, Koizmo Mariach Boy. You can break it off if it's soft and you're permitted to use it and everything's good. That's great when it's soft. I'll be cautious like, man, oh, but when it's hard, you're not allowed to do this. And if you did it with a hard piece of wood, it's Potter Aval Asur. Why is it Potter Aval Asur? Why? It should be Asur. So we got a chak. We need to remember this. Because you're not making a kli here. You didn't do anything. You're just smelling. If he made a toothpick would be much worse. Because I'm making a kli. Over here, I'm just trying to smell something. How? By breaking it open. Okay. Lach zis boishinov. But if I want to make a toothpick, Loik the menu. You're not allowed. Vim kol mechayev chatos. Now this is a deraisa. Making a toothpick on yontev is a deraisa. Says the Gemara. Okay, so now we're just, this is a freebie. If you have a contradiction, one place it says you're allowed to break the branch and smell, and the other one says you can't. What's the answer? If it's hard, you're not allowed. If it's soft, it's really behemoth, you're allowed. What's the iser? Why can't I break it to smell? Because maybe there's a gzera that you're going to make a kli. Tomorrow, I'm gonna make a toothpick out of it, but that's only gzeira. But at the end of the day, ask the Gemara, you're not mechaven. I didn't try to do anything. I'm just trying to smell. I have a sealed barrel, and I want to eat the dry figs that are inside. Well, actually, scaven last is clean. I'm permitted to break open the barrel in order to eat the groigers, as long as I don't have kavana to make a kli. By the way, this is the Gemara that everybody talks about when it comes to opening up a can of tuna on Shabbos. Dagim tuna, of course. They eat minadaf tuna from now on. Huh? Dagim. Not getting into all the halachas, the Chazon Ish was very, very makpid on it. He said that by opening up one of these cans, kufsat shimurim, or a bag of milk, you're creating a kli. And especially in those days, today it's, I think, a lot different because nobody keeps these kufsat shimurim. Even if you open up a can of like olives, people are very mocked to you know, get rid of the can immediately. They say it's bad for the olives, da da da. What? They used to use it to put to store the nails and the screws, you know, like they used to use it a lot. Today, nobody, it's in the army, they still use it. Exactly. Okay, so over there's a problem. But anyway, It's a nidan. We're not going into the halacha. There's people say that a sardine can might be mutter because you throw it out this. If you open up a little bit, if you poke a hole from the bottom, because it's a problem. Just remember that it's a problem because you're creating a kli. And over here, the sugi is somewhat over here. Shoyv ra'adim sachavis, you break open a barrel, uvachis gav and lasis kli. Void. The two sons of Ravado, Damrit Ravadi, they both said, Kavinim be Ravi Huda. When we were by Rabbi Yehuda's house, have a mefashich v'yovlon, he would strip off the branches v'avion alvasa alvasa. In Hebrew, it's what is it called? Allah, the stick that the cops beat people up with. So the problem is billy club alvasa billy club. Ah, forgav the chazo the katoso the nargi v'chatzina. Look, a branch. You could put it in an axe. You could put it in a pick. You could do things with it. So you hear once again, I'm not mechaven for that. I did it for another reason. So we have a machloikis here. The sign Reb Lezer, so that's the Reb Lezer from our Mishnah. You're permitted to take a toothpick that's in your house in order to use it for your teeth. We had here the picture. Where was that picture? Avos. Oh, here. The trough. Okay, so if this is designated for animal feed, so it's permitted. Vishavin shleikdemenu. Now it switches. So it's very important to notice what's going on here. Rashi says, Vishavin shleikdemenu, all of a sudden is talking about that it's not royal lebehema. Second ago, we're talking about Avos, it's in the trough, it's royal, it's for animal. No, now it's no more roi for an animal. So you're not allowed to break it. Vim katmoy lachzav shinov. And if you did, you fashioned the kli liftoich by adeles to open a door. You made a key out of it b'shoygeg. So now you're over. It's the raisa b'shoygeg b'shavas chayv chatos. You chayv chatos. Amazing. Beyond the soyges arbaim the Reb Eliezer. So over here, Reb Eliezer is machmir. The Mishnah is mekel. But over here, because it's not royal achila, all of a sudden izmach. At the end of the day, it's not a big deal, say Rabbanan. Why? Because he didn't do it with a kli. He didn't take a special designed kli and make a kli. He did it with his hand. He broke it off. That's not a big deal. Reblezit the Kamar Hosam Chayev Chatos. Over there in the case where he makes a toothpick, which is a kli, it's a issa d'oraisa. Hacha. But when you do it for besamim, lahariach, it's a much lower. Potter, aval asur. Hacha, yeah. Hacha, by lahariach, potter aval asur, because it's similar to making a kli d'oraisa, so it's asur. But it's still potter. Rabbanon, gamri hasam potter aval asur. But Rabbanon say it's not a big deal to make a toothpick. You're doing it with your hand. Hacha, when it comes to smelling, mudul chatchila, you go down a step, and there it becomes mudul chatchila. Now, what about that one? We said before, it says in the Mishnah, you can break open a barrel in order to eat the dried figs. What does he do with that? When the barrel is broken before, and I fixed the barrel with some glue, I took some sap off the tree, whatever it is, tar, I glued it together. Now there's not. What's the problem? What's the concern? I'm going to make a kli. There's nothing to make here. It's a broken vessel. It's a bunch of broken pieces put together. So if I open it up, what am I going to do? I'm opening up a broken vessel. That's not the problem. One more piece of Gemara. You can gather wood from the chotzer and use it for firewood. Because it's already designated for the firewood. You can't make piles of it. Reb Shimon Matir b'Maikom Mifligi. Mar Sova Mechze Dikom Chanef L'Mocher L'Yoyim Achrino. If you make a pile, it looks like you're doing it for after Yontif. Umar Sova G'dirosim Achachas Olav. Everybody sees that you're making a fire. You have a pot here. You're using it for now, and it's not a problem. Rabboisai, have a wonderful day. Yishkoyach Yisrael Shlomo. Alevai Shtagia Kol Yom Shnesayim Shas B'Yachad. Get over here, big hug.